This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. From today's passage, Zechariah chapters 7 and 8, Leroy challenges us to make Sunday's sermon a part of Tuesday's living. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Let me ask you a question. How much has last Sunday's church service affected your life this week? I know it's only been a couple of days since we went to church, but so many times our religious practices on Sunday become disconnected from life on Tuesday. In today's passage, God questions His people about their religious practices. In Zechariah chapter 7, verse 4 through verse 6, we read, "Then the word of the Lord came to me, 'Ask all the people of the land and the priests, when you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh months for the past 70 years, was it really for me that you fasted? And when you were eating and drinking, were you not just feasting for yourselves?'" God questioned the heart motive behind their fasting and their feasting. And then in verse 9, this is what the Lord Almighty says, "Administer true justice, show mercy and compassion to one another, do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. In your hearts, do not think evil of each other." You see, the real issue is not fasting or feasting, but a commitment to live in a way that pleases the Lord. As I studied this passage, I thought of a man I knew many years ago. We ran around together in high school and served together in the Marines during World War II. After the war, we returned to our hometown in Iowa and continued to pal around. We were pretty wild in those days. Both of us were heavy drinkers. We often got into trouble and we thought we were pretty tough. But this guy had a practice I thought was strange. After a wild week of rough living, he went to church every Sunday morning and made his confessions. Then it was back to another week of drunken brawls and wild parties. And even though I wasn't a Christian at that time, I had lingering doubts that his confession was genuine, and I questioned in my own heart if it was doing him any good. He was regular in his religious duties, but he was living a life that certainly did not please God. God has not called us to a ritual, but to a relationship with Him. The end result of our fasting, confession, Bible study, church attendance, and every religious practice should be a life that brings honor and glory to God. Christian, are you applying the sermon you heard last Sunday? Are you doing the things you learned in your Bible class? A life of daily discipleship is more than a ritual. It is living by God's power. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's Daily Walk. Daily Walk guides your Bible reading and offers fresh insight on how to walk with Christ and share His love with others. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, two contrasting pictures of Jesus and why most people don't recognize Him in either one, on Daily Discipleship.